No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hey, welcome in. It is the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out today. We appreciate you. Whether you're hanging out and you're listening on the audio platforms on Spotify or Apple, or if you're on the YouTube page. And if you're on the YouTube page, please subscribe. It doesn't cost a thing. Cost you nothing. I mean, I do want you to drink Remy. I would love for you to pick up the Remy Martin Chicago VSOP. But even if you just want to hang out and watch the show or listen to the show, that's totally fine too. We appreciate your views and we appreciate you downloading the podcast. Let's talk about this place that we're in right now with the Bears. Rounds 2 and 3 are done, and the Bears did some interesting things, in my opinion, with it. I do think one thing's pretty clear, and that's this is Ben Johnson's draft. And I think the Luther Burden draft pick kind of solidifies that for me, that he is looking for as many weapons as possible on offense. One could argue that they do have greater needs than wide receiver, but in the second round, I'm okay with it because they went and got some of their other needs later on. Burden's kind of an interesting figure, though. I think that he's the type of player that gets on the field quickly and could have an impact. But what you're seeing is, and Ben Johnson has talked about it over the last couple of days, they want to create competition and they want to make it so that they have multiple levels. It almost reminds me, like, now as they're kind of lining up all of these different offensive players, it kind of reminds me of like a hockey line change, that they might be able to do a little bit of that where you're not burning guys out. And you also had to replace the roster spot of Keenan Allen. I'm not saying replace Keenan Allen, because in my mind, Roma Dunze is the replacing of Keenan Allen. But that roster spot of who's going to be your third or your fourth wide receiver. And I think when you're talking about a second round pick, they are, forget about all the guys that they signed. You know, all the kind of, oh, this guy's a punt returner, but maybe he's your third wide receiver guy. No, when you put a second round pick on a wide receiver, that person is going to play immediately. So when you watch Luther Burden, you see an accomplished wide receiver, in my opinion. I think that the production speaks for itself, but I think there's some cool things about him as a player, and it just seems like let's keep getting explosive players to put on offense to make this whole thing work. So let's see how it plays out. I'm more intrigued, though, by the other two picks. Ozzie Trapillo, first of all, shout out to Seth Rollins, because that was great. If a Bears fan is ever going to go heel, What better place to go heel than at the draft at Green Bay? And it was spectacular. Hopefully we'll get Seth on the show over the next couple of weeks to talk to him about it, because that was pretty epic. And I'm glad that that's the right way to have a little fun and troll. And you know that Seth truly cares about the Bears too. And I always love that when celeb fans aren't just fans because it's cool, but they care. And he's one of those dudes. So that was awesome. Then you start thinking about Ozzie Trapillo, the tackle. This guy is a mountain. 6'8", 315 pounds. He mostly played right tackle at Boston College. And polls said that his dad and Trapillo's dad were teammates. So there's some full circle stuff going on there. All I know is that the guy is a mountain and he didn't get penalized a lot. But it does lead to some interesting questions. Is he a depth piece? Because ordinarily, you're not drafting someone that high to just be a depth piece. Does this reopen the door to taking Darnell Wright and moving him over to the left side? And now do you have a mountain who's used to playing on the right side in Trapillo? Trapillo did play a little bit of left tackle. All the projections that I've read between last night and this morning have all said that he projects to be a right tackle in the NFL.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Darnell Wright played some left tackle at Tennessee. It wasn't a ton. I like his athleticism out there. It's funny because I think in like the old school manner of thinking about offensive line construction, most people would say that the most important part on an offensive line these days is a left tackle. People inside the NFL, I don't want to say they've completely changed their thinking on it, but when you talk to folks in the league, they'll tell you that the concern for their quarterbacks, especially quarterbacks who aren't, you know, 6'5", is pressure up the middle. So what they want is to be strong from guard to guard. And we know that the Bears spend an awful lot of money to, and they're going to when they extend Tooney, to make guard to guard strong. Let's say that you have an above average right tackle in Darnell Wright. The left tackle thing to me has been questionable. And I know that they spent a third round pick last year on Karan Amagaji, who I think has some potential. I also think that it was quite the leap for Ryan Poles to draft him where they drafted him last year, considering the level of competition that he played against. I'm not saying that they should just outright cut Amagaji. I'm just saying that I would have loved that pick in the fifth round. In the third round, it's a little questionable. But now here's Trapillo, who has a lot of time out there playing. You want to talk about someone who was really good at just using his arms to keep defenders off of his quarterback. There's still a little bit of what scouts call hip stiffness with him, not meaning like he's got a problem and he needs to get new hips, but he's so tall that there will be people who worry that he doesn't bend as much as he needs to bend. But that's something that can be worked on. If you trust Dan Roshar to work with the young man, then you look at the raw materials and you say, hey, that's an intriguing prospect that allows you to think and dream about doing all sorts of stuff. Then we get to Shamar Turner. Now, I mentioned Shamar Turner yesterday. We had a couple of really great callers on the show Friday, and they were looking at, you know, second and third round, and one of the names that I brought up was Shamar Turner, the defensive tackle out of Texas A&M. Look, every team needs a guy with some nasty. And Shamar Turner has got the nasty. If you go look, like, you can find the where he hit the offensive lineman in the ding-ding. Every line needs someone like that. Also, super productive player. Got after it. This is one of those players where I feel like they might have gotten a steal. And I know that you're talking about a second round pick, but I think they may have gotten a steal with this dude. I've loved watching him play. He's about getting pressure on the quarterback. He is multiple in what you can do with him and where you can line him up. He's a fun player, and he's got that sandpaper to him. And every team needs a guy that's got a little bit of sandpaper. But make no mistake, this is Ben Johnson's draft. And I think that's probably a good thing. And shout out to Ryan Poles, because I think that he recognizes that he has a partner that he can trust. And I don't think that was the case with the previous regime. I don't think that was the case with Matt Eberflus. It's a bit of a shotgun wedding for them to be matched up as general manager and coach. And I'm glad that it looks like the influence of Ben Johnson is heavily involved in this year's draft. And let's see if Ben knows what he's doing, because we don't know the answer to that. I just know that I was hoping for a different voice being inside that draft room, and it seems pretty clear that they have one. Go look up the Shamar Turner tape. Just go look. You're going to have fun. That guy, like Grady Jarrett, okay? And I think that guy has the potential to become one of your favorite players. Okay? We'll see if I'm right, but I think he's got the type of nasty that Grabowski-ass Bears fans will absolutely enjoy. So go watch the tape and enjoy it. And then I can't wait to hear from him and wrap all this stuff up after the draft is done. Thank you so much for your support of this show. The draft pods have been doing really well. If you want to go back and look or listen to my thoughts on Colston Loveland, how they finished round one, it's all available. Like, all the episodes are available. Please subscribe. It helps with us getting the word out about the podcast. And if you're on Spotify or Apple, 5-star reviews, man, like Booker T. We need them. 5 stars. That's what we need out here. I know I'm wearing a Shawn Michaels shirt, but you understand. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll have another pod after the draft concludes, and we'll get into the mosaic of what it is that the Bears did. I'll talk to you next time. Shawn Michaels says, peace.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.